Rob. An exhibition of works by Britain's Damien Hirst has just opened at Prague's Rudolfinum. Hirst is the richest living artist the world has ever seen, and perhaps best known for placing dead animals in formaldehyde and covering a human skull in diamonds. The new show is curated by Gunnar Kvaran from the Astrup Farnley Museum of Modern Art in Oslo. At its opening, I asked him what it was about Damien Hirst that made him such an art superstar.
Well, first of all, I think that he comes from a society, of course, which was extremely important, related to the pop art. And then he has been incredibly intelligent in appropriating art from art history like minimalism, conceptual art, pop art, and the American appropriation art. But he has never left it at a certain kind of state of banality, because for Damien Hirst there is also a very important discourse, it's a very important narratives where he takes up incredibly important themes like the notion of life and death and our relationship with science and religion.
Earlier you were saying, in a sense, he is the grandson of Andy Warhol. Is that in terms of how he markets himself, or how he employs other people to do his work?
It's first of all because he, in the beginning, works from similar kinds of artistic ideas. His art is conceptually based. So he appropriates certain kinds of materials that he gives a certain kind of profound meaning. Andy Warhol, he was more or less transferring the images and signs from the consumer society. But Damien Hirst is from a different time, and he really puts these common references into a symbolic context, mostly concerning the questioning of our existence.
Many listeners will know his works like the skull covered in diamonds, like the animals in formaldehyde. They aren't here at this exhibition in Prague. Can you tell us about some of the pieces that are here?
Yes, in this exhibition we have, in fact, the paintings, different types of paintings referred to as the dot paintings and the spin paintings. We have also paintings related to the butterflies, and then we have, in fact, sculptures and installations. One of the most important pieces here in the show is entitled Adam and Eve, and is a tank piece similar to the works where Damien Hirst has been working with formalin in his former works.
The formaldehyde works, like the cows in formaldehyde, they couldn't be brought here for technical reasons. The building's architecture was inappropriate. But I'm curious about one thing. I've been reading that the formaldehyde has to be changed in those works. Will those pieces exist in 100 or 200 years?
Now, that is the big question, because everybody became a little bit afraid when we discovered that the shark, the first piece made in formalin, was in a bad condition and had to be changed. So, but now we have...
Sorry, you mean the shark or the formaldehyde?
The shark had to be changed. And but we have now got confirmation that, in fact, it was the wrong treatment given to the shark that caused this kind of problem. So after, for example, for the Mother and Child Divided and other works, Damien Hirst has also injected the formalin into the bodies of the animals, which is supposed to make it last longer. But as in real life, nothing is forever.
So not a good investment in that case.
Well, there will be probably, maybe it will stay longer than the banks. We never know.
I was talking there to Gunnar Kvaran, the curator of Damien Hirst's first ever exhibition in Prague. Featuring 11 works, it's called Life, Death and Love, and runs at the Rudolfinum Gallery until the end of August. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Prague, coming to you from a very wet Czech capital.